I've come to Silverado for a couple of reasons. One, to remind our fellow citizens how important small businesses are to the backbone of our economy. These two brothers started this company with five employees?
Five employees.
How many you got now?
We have 70.
70. One of the things that's important in law is to encourage certain behavior, and the stimulus package we passed encouraged investment. And so these guys were showing me a new laser machine they purchased this year. And they purchased it this year because the stimulus package provided a tax incentive to do that. And the reason why that's important is when the economy slowed down, we wanted to stimulate activity. And so the fact that they purchased the machine meant somebody had to make the machine. And so when somebody makes a machine, it means there's jobs at the machine making place. Plus, their employees are more productive. They're more competitive. It makes it more likely they're going to keep their business and expand their business. And so first thing I want to do is, one, thank you for being entrepreneurs. And two, remind our citizens that the stimulus package that we passed in Congress is just beginning to kick in. And it's going to make a positive contribution to economic growth. The other thing that's important to remember is that companies such as these, as this one, pays taxes at the individual income tax rate. So when you hear these politicians campaign and say, we're going to raise taxes, oh, just on the rich people, they're raising taxes on companies like Silverado. What you don't want to do is take money out of the treasuries of these small businesses across America. If you're interested in economic vitality and growth, you want these owners of these small businesses to have more money to invest. It's good for their employees, it's good for their growth, and it's good for our nation. And so I strongly urge the United States Congress to make the tax relief we passed permanent so that companies such as Silverado don't have to worry about what their tax burden is going to be in 2 years come. See, we have times of economic uncertainty right now. And what creates more uncertainty for owners of businesses like these is whether or not their taxes are going to go up. And Congress ought to just declare once and for all, we're going to make the tax cuts we pass permanent. It'll add peace of mind for these business leaders. It'll make it easier for their employees to keep a job. It'll make it easier for them to do what they want to do and take care of their people that work here. And so I'm thrilled to be with you. Congratulations
our
on
pleasure.
Congratulations
Thank you so much,
on being dreamers and doers.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I love meeting your employees too.
Well, if you have just a minute, I have a few more
All right,
back
good.
Here.
Thank you.